producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
At the end of the day, for a dozen different reasons, not the least of which is that ISIS would like American combat troops on the ground so they can reach out to the Muslim world and say, look, we're taking on those terrible Americans. The combat on the ground must be done by Muslim troops with our support. We must not get involved in perpetual warfare in the Middle East.
I would have to make an evaluation based on the circumstances at the time I took office as to how much help they continued to need.
Yes, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, not a town hall. We just went through that. This time it's a debate in New Hampshire. Can you believe it's just really a handful of days and we'll be talking about results coming out of the Granite State. So while the Republicans are hitting the trail, the Democrats had a night where you had 600 people on hand to watch them go at it. But here's the thing, did they really go at it? Because part of the deal with Bernie Sanders is we're kinder, gentler, and it's all about the issues. Not about each other. Not about going for the jugular. Hillary Clinton looked a little bit perturbed, and she at one point accused Sanders of the artful smear. The artful smear. Then there was the debate over what is a progressive. Then there was, I don't know, misleading ads, perhaps. So it was interesting because you got two people versus the gaggle of Republicans you have. Eventually, the Republican field narrows. Already, Rick Santorum, and Rand Paul are out this week. They're no longer part of the process of trying to become the Republican nominee for president. And we'll see if anybody else sheds a skin coming out of New Hampshire. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and this is where we begin. You can throw in your two cents. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. I give the numbers out first because often I find that people are scrambling trying to figure out where's those numbers. I need those numbers. So I'm giving you the digits. How often do you get a woman's digits right away without a lot of conversation? So a fight was definitely on the horizon, I think, between Sanders and Clinton, really for days, over who's the most genuine progressive, after the Vermont senator flat out said she couldn't be a moderate and a progressive at the same time. So they went round and round and round, and here in New Hampshire, in front of the primary, they really went round and round the poll trying to figure that out. You know, this is the problem with labels. You get caught in the box, and Hillary Clinton doesn't want that to happen. He doesn't care as much. It doesn't seem that way at all to me with Sanders. But she wants to court the greater amount of the party that she could wrap her arms around versus trying to narrow what that field would look like. Clinton said that by Sanders' definition of progressive politics, there would be nobody left in the movement, including President Obama, Joe Biden, the VP, and even the late Senator Paul Wellstone, who was absolutely a liberal beacon to so many people. So there was a bunch of time spent on the idea of what is a true progressive. You know, the whole thing with Sanders is he says he's the outsider, he's the outside candidate in the race, and says that Clinton was the candidate of the establishment, saying she'd never be able to get money out of politics because she has a multi-million dollar super PAC. And at one point, tempers definitely flared. Clinton and Sanders spoke over the top of one another. They sparred a little bit over what I just mentioned, definition, defining, progressive, what is progressive politics, and all of that, and then eventually veered in a different direction. You don't see Sanders as much doing that. You know, he even said of Wall Street, it's an entity of unbelievable economic and political power. And then they went to foreign policy and Clinton found a way to deflect criticism over her vote to authorize the war in Iraq. You were listening to a little bit of both of them at the top, which has definitely trailed her in her political career. She has carried that bag for a while. So I'm watching these live polls because, you know, we want results, right? Who's winning? Who's going to win? It's like the sports analogy, because we have the Super Bowl coming up this week, and some people have had me, as much as I've gone on other shows and talked politics, people have asked me to handicap the Super Bowl. And, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. Sometimes it's shiny and fabulous, and I'm like Madame Cleo, and I think, man, I should have a 900 number. What could I predict next? And then it cracks, because none of us can really know what's in store for the future. So I love these live political prediction polls where the odds are going up or down. So Hillary Clinton, her odds right now to win the New Hampshire primary, 4%. And you play, you click on and you play. And they do this with Republicans, they do this with Democrats, they do it with all the candidates because we can't get enough of results. On the Republican side of things, Donald Trump is hitting every single spot he can possibly. I mean, he is blanketing New Hampshire, not a shock, because that's what they're all doing, but he is burning it up. He still, in the polls, has an edge. Jeb is looking for one. He's looking for one. And it, maybe it's his brother, former President George W. Bush, actually has an ad endorsing the presidential run of his brother, and has actually scheduled a campaign stop in South Carolina to help Jeb's, you'd have to say, fledgling campaign. Will it help or hurt him? Because the coattails of GW, let's face it, nobody's really riding on those coattails. We don't see a lot of people knocking down the door to jump on that bandwagon. And I don't know. Does it hurt or does it help, or does it really do nothing for Jeb in South Carolina? Clearly, when you see Cruz, Marco Rubio, and Donald Trump, the three names that come up again and again, really in the top tier, and then there's the others. And now there's a Republican debate coming up, and that's on Saturday, and you think to yourself, what's the wisdom in the Saturday debate? But of course, it's Super Bowl Sunday the next day, and then before you know it, we're into the New Hampshire primary. So you have those that will be in the debate and those that won't be in the debate. And ABC News is running this one. So will we see Carly Fiorina in or not? She's definitely on the bubble. Might be there, might not. I mean, she got some votes in Iowa. So should she be included or should she be left out? Mitt Romney was trying to help her out on Twitter. He was tweeting out about Carly Fiorina. Newt Gingrich said ABC should put her on the stage. In the New Hampshire debate, she came in ahead of Kasich and Christie. She's earned a spot. So she's got some backers who are saying, let her play. Let her be there on Saturday. By the way, that debate is sponsored by ABC and the Republican National Committee and is going to be held in Manchester. And there is no undercard debate on that one. Hang with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. information. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Just like they took away the Polaroid picture on a takeaway. Everything that means something. Today I think I saw 10,000 cell phones, but not one. A decent conversation. I know you've had the worst winter, but it doesn't mean.
Once again, you overwhelm me. What an incredible audience we have. And the mailbox is completely full. Imagine that. I don't think I have ever come into the studio to find, when we go through our elaborate mail system, a lack of mail, frankly. And if you don't hear yours read on the air, I'm sorry. I try to get to all of them. So rest assured, I try to respond. And I will make sure, moving forward, we get to every single one of you. That is some promise, huh? So on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First one. This is from the baby. Somebody calls themselves the baby. Kate, I do have a funny nickname. The reason my friends call me that is because they say they're sick of hearing me complain about what's happening in our country, how our Constitution is being trampled on. I'm not a crazy nutball. I don't live in a bunker. No offense to my friends who feel like they have to live in one, but I am really concerned. I heard you say something on the show that I thought was so prophetic, that people don't really pay attention until it's too late or in their face and happening to them. The example you gave was recently Flint, Michigan. We don't even think about our water supply, some of us, and yet we pay the bill every single month, trusting that there's nothing happening to our water supply until somebody tells us it's tainted and your child has lead poisoning. Pretty much that's what happened to the people in Flint. They did not know what was going on. They had no idea. But there were people around them that absolutely knew. Just disgusts me. So I get it. I get your nickname. Thank you for explaining that. And yes, I think the most frustrating part about dealing with government is when you know, I mean, people are people. There's good people, there's bad people. When the bad people, I'll put it in simplistic terms, when the bad people don't do what's right and it affects a whole bunch of other people who are trusting that the right thing is being done, it is depressing, disgusting, whatever word you want to use. And for the people in Flint, I can't imagine. If I found out tomorrow that was happening to me, of course, you get tested. So how much lead poisoning have I been exposed to? How, I mean, I'm poisoned with lead. That's terrible. I can remember in school when we had the number two pencils, they'd say to us, be careful with the lead pencils. And they kept saying that because of the lead. And I guess some kids would poke themselves with it or whatever, and they were concerned about that. So lead pencil versus water. Oh, yeah. Let's move on. This one is from Mary. Kate, really enjoy the show. I love the fact that you're a woman and you talk about everything, politics, sports included. I wish you the best for the show. I hope more people listen to it. And even though you're on in the middle of the night and people can still get it during the day, I'm going to pump it out to all my friends and let them know that you guys are there. I like it when you bring on your guys, as you call them, Nathan and Patrick. I think it's clever. And again, I wish you the best with this radio show. Give them hell. Thank you for that. This is the little engine that could, I call it. Although that's not original, is it? The show is so much fun to do. It is. And I think the boys feel the same way. The guys feel the same way. And I really owe them a debt of gratitude as they're working, doing many, many things. And they really take care of America tonight. They really, really care and put in great music and add an enormous amount, more than I could even possibly ever thank them for. How about this one? This one is from Jake, listening to us in Austin. And Jake says, hello, Kate, New Hampshire. Is Trump going to take New Hampshire, or is it going to be Cruz, or is it going to be Jeb Bush? Do you think the polls are right, or are we going to see something different? I'll tell you what, Donald Trump is all over New Hampshire. He is smothering it like a dark cloud on a rainy, miserable day. I mean, he is everywhere, from what I understand, talking, shaking hands. He's been doing that, but he's really doing it now. And, of course, everyone is, but it's even more apparent. I think Trump does win New Hampshire. I do. I think he takes New Hampshire, but I think it's going to be close, maybe closer than what the polls are saying. And that's probably the biggest concern for Donald Trump, because the closer it is, the more the likelihood of he doesn't win it at the last second. And they want to amass those wins. He wants to be able to get up there and say, see, nobody believed me. He doesn't use those words. Well, I jumped in June and we're still going strong and we almost won Iowa and here we get New Hampshire. And I think I've said this already, but as we move along, to me, that becomes even more and more interesting. What happens in just across the board? Where are we midway through? In other words, with all of this, I want to see what happens then. How far along are we at that point, right? By the way, somebody nominated Donald Trump for a Nobel Prize. What do you think the odds are? Think of scientific discoveries. But no, seriously, somebody nominated him for the Peace Prize. Remember when Obama got the Peace Prize? Oh, boy, there was so much. There was either massive congratulatory high fives on one side, or there was crazy insanity on the other side of that. But, they can't reveal the nominator's name, but he absolutely was nominated. And the language from the letter praised Trump for what they call his vigorous peace through strength ideology used as a threat weapon of deterrence against radical Islam, ISIS, nuclear Iran, and communist China. Because remember, in his campaign stops now, Trump is repeatedly vowing to, he's repeatedly done this, bomb the S out of ISIS and threaten to impose a tariff on trade with the Chinese, which you don't hear that said very much in American politics. On to our next victim, Denny. Kate, the Super Bowl. I am so shocked and surprised that you picked the Denver Broncos or the Carolina Panthers to win over my Denver Broncos. Do you not give them much of a chance? Do I not give them much of a chance? My guess was ridiculous. My guess was 38-35. So I'm thinking I'm giving them a lot of a chance. A lot of a chance. I think it's going to be a close game. That's a high-scoring game, but I hope we see that kind of game. Remember last year, it came down to the wire. Personally, I like it when it comes down to the wire. Now, wherever your action is on this, you might not like it. So, there you go. All right, so we got time for one more. This one is from Ford, and Ford says, Kate, I've been listening to your show. I know everybody always says that, I've been listening to your show, but I have been listening to your show for the last couple of months. I'm working on a project. My schedule changed, and I think it's fascinating some of the callers you have on. At first, I got to tell you, Dan in Texas, I thought, oh, this guy is brutal, man. Does he pay attention to anything? And then I listened a little bit more because he likes to call you, and I think he's funny, actually. Now, and he is pretty smart. I don't agree with everything he says. He's a very, very hard right turn. However, some of what you discuss and what he calls up about, I think, is really, really fascinating. So I'm going to give him a high fives. One, for calling and being in your court, and two, for being so opinionated and sticking with his opinion. I do like people that have opinions and stay in that lane. Yes, you can always change your mind, and I think people should reserve the right to change their mind when somebody shows them a different way and they prefer that way, but I think there's a lot of wishy-washy, so he's not wishy-washy, and I enjoy some of the other callers as well. I liked the other day that somebody called up to actually call Dan on the carpet and defend Iowa and the way they caucus, and bravo to that person. And I like the fact that you say left of left, right of right, in between, it's all good, and you invite everybody to call. So I encourage anybody with whatever their stripes are to call the show because they're invited to the party. And that, my dear, is the best thing about you, that you don't shut people out. You don't talk over their head unless they were, I'm sure, completely ridiculous. So bravo to you. I wish you the absolute best with America Tonight. All right, on that note, you can send me your thoughts and thanks for that. AmericaTonight.net.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Berkey is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad taste and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack, and you may find yourself in another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Welcome back to the show. Always fun to have our pal Brandon Lang on. This is it, the Super Bowl this weekend. There's all kinds of crazy prop bets. We're just going through the wild week that is the media crush. Brandon, is this a distracting week, first of all, for the players? Does this throw anyone off their game, do you think?
No, it's fine. They're all ready to go. They're, you know, Monday and Tuesday usually getting treatment and stuff in a regular NFL season, and they all practiced last week at home, and so you come in Monday, Tuesday, you're all fresh, and then once Wednesday gets here, it's your typical Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, get ready for a game on Sunday.
Yeah. So tell us about the line. Do you think the line is accurate?
I think Vegas got it right with the four number. I think that the line movement going to five and five and a half and six is public money. You know, you got 75% of the money on Carolina, 25% on Denver right now. Since 1991, the last 25 Super Bowls, the public's only been right twice. That was 95 when the Niners were minus 19, and they blasted San Diego, I think, 24. And then in 2008, the Giants over the 18-0 Patriots. They had a lot of money line plays on the Giants, plus the Giants plus 11. So Vegas has only been beat twice. Since 1991, Vegas is up $130 million on the Super Bowl. They won $3.1 million last year. And so you have to ask yourself one question. Is this going to be the third time in 26 years the public is right when it comes to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, and that's a big question. So here's the question to you, my friend. What's your advice?
Bet the fact that Lady Gaga is going to wear over-the-knee black leather thigh-high boots with six-inch heels. Bet that since the golden anniversary of Super Bowl 50 is the gold theme, that Beyonce is going to wear gold shoes or gold attire. And Lady Gaga is going to go goo-goo for Gaga and go over the posted total of 2 minutes and 1 second. So, but the thigh-high black leather boots, that's a stone-cold mortal lock winner. She's a freak. She's going to go with the freak boots. Bet thigh-high boots for Lady Gaga on Sunday. Forget the Super Bowl. Just bet that and you're going to go nuts. I just don't know how you can give the number one defense in the NFL close to 7 points. On a neutral field. I went back and watched the Atlanta-Carolina game, and Atlanta's defensive scheme was great. They held Cam to 13 points. Carolina scored the opening possession with 11 plays, 79 yards, was 7-0 with 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. They only scored 2 field goals the rest of the way. If Peyton doesn't turn the ball over, I don't see this game being a blowout. I just don't. I think Denver's defense is going to do what Denver's defense is all year long. I think they're going to slow down Cam. Peyton didn't turn the ball over against Pittsburgh. They won. Didn't turn over against New England. They won. I think if he had a turnover in either one of those games, they don't win. I think Peyton realizes, I can't win the Super Bowl. I can't win it. I'm not good enough to win the Super Bowl. My defense is. The only thing I can do is lose it. So I think if he stays course, I think he's going to be fine.
What do you tell people who just don't have a good feeling for this, who are going back and forth about the Peyton deal and, oh, well, maybe he could? And do you tell people ever, you know what, if it's just not your day, it's not your day, have a fun prop bet or do something else?
Bet under the post total. That I do love. The side itself I'm not too crazy about. But there's no way this game can reach over 45 points unless there's turnovers. And I say there's three things you can't handicap: penalties, turnovers, and coaching stupidity. So pound for pound, dollar for dollar, I can't see this game going over the post total. I can't. So under is something I really, really love. My lean is towards Denver. But let's be honest here, I'm 20-3 in Super Bowls, and two of my three losses have involved Peyton Manning. If I decide on Saturday, to go with Peyton plus the points that he cost me, Monday morning, I'll be on a Southwest flight to Denver with a Louisville Slugger. I will go to his house. I will beat him within an inch of his life. When I stand before that judge in Denver and he says, Mr. Lang, how do you plead? I'm going to say, Your Honor, I plead temporary insanity. I'm 20-4 in Super Bowls. That prick cost me three of them. I lost it. I beat him. I think the judge looks at me and says, you know what, no prison, mental institution for a year, and I'm going to out in time to pick next year's Super Bowl.
I love it. Brandon Lang, you've been a tremendous asset to the show all year long during football season, which is our favorite. I'll tell everyone to go to BrandonLang.com. Your information is fabulous. Thank you so much.
Got it. Thanks, Kate. Enjoy.
Thanks. Yeah, you too. All right, so it is Super Bowl Sunday, and, you know, it's interesting. You heard what he said. I'm thinking there's going to be turnovers and there's going to be some problems, and that's why we're going to see a high-scoring game. But to his theory, he's right. There's no way you can predict penalties or any of that kind of thing. He believes it's going to be an under total, so not necessarily a high-scoring affair. And talking about Peyton Manning and the sentiment toward Peyton Manning, if he could he win it? Could he? And of course he could. The word could is a brutal word. Yes, he could win it. The matchup doesn't favor him, but that doesn't mean it won't happen. There's a definite threat that Denver faces. Because, you know, the Broncos, first of all, haven't seen the kind of offense that can quite target their weaknesses the way the Carolina Panthers can, and they've got so many weapons, and Cam Newton leading his team. And I keep saying the same thing with Mike Shula, the offensive coordinator, who's been incredible. I think it's going to be very difficult for Peyton Manning. You know, my sentiment tells me, because I think Cam Newton has many more possibilities to win, that it would be cool to see Peyton Manning go out with a win and, you know, win before he turns 40 and be one of those athletes that had this long, illustrious career, which he already has, and he already has a Super Bowl, but then to win it with Denver, especially what he went through with Indiana, if you remember, crying, being upset, you know, that basically that was it. His neck was bothering him. His neck was awful. And what he went through the in-between and then getting picked up by really John Elway and the Denver Broncos, I think it's an awesome, awesome story. And I would love to see that happen. But nothing against the Panthers either. I have a lot of friends that live in the Carolinas. I think it's been a cool story to watch them. Strictly from the point of view of what do I believe, I absolutely stand by my pick. I think the Panthers win it, but yes, anything can happen. There's turnovers, there's penalties, mistakes, all kinds of mistakes can happen, and they can be costly in the end. Look at last year, Seattle, by all rights, could have closed that game out. If Marshawn Lynch had run the ball, if he had been given the ball and had a couple of cracks of the end zone, maybe it wouldn't have been the Patriots. Still could have been. I mean, who knows? But one bungled play later, and that was that for the fates of the fates and fortunes of the Seattle Seahawks. So that's the kind of thing also that can happen in nervous moments at the end of a game. By the way, I got to mention this since this is kind of a sports segment here. How about the incredible Steph Curry? If you know nothing about the NBA, care less, this is pretty fascinating. Steph Curry, who is, of course, MVP last year, all-star, amazing player for the Golden State Warriors against the Wizards the other day, 51. The Warriors have won 8 straight. 51 points. I mean, that is just sick, crazy, wild. And, you know, you could look at Washington and say, well, the Wizards aren't that strong, but they're not that weak. They're 21-26. A lot of teams are sporting kind of around the same record. So he followed up one of his worst games of the season with one of his greatest highlight reel moments. He was 13 of 14 for 36 points in the first half, the best first half of his career. I mean, that's when you're just perfect. And you know what's interesting? He's just in the zone. So he ties Gilbert Arenas and Michael Jordan for the Verizon Center record and reaches 50 for the second time this season with his 51 points. Amazing. I mean, that's called lighten them up, right? I'm going to leave you with this one since we bounce back to the Super Bowl for a second. I don't know if you're going to be in this brigade, but you may watch the game, right? There's a bunch of you that are watching the Super Bowl, and I'm wondering if you're going to be one of the people. I mentioned this. I've written a book called Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Share. And in the book, I did some research about what people eat for a Super Bowl. They say the average person, if they really go hog wild, get it, they can gain 5 pounds. 5 pounds in this by, you know, just chowing down in the Super Bowl. And what I found was they say pizza-wise, 30 to 50, they think it's going to be close to 50 million pizzas could be ordered this year. But if you go back to 2015, 30 million pizzas supposedly ordered. You know, they just crunched the numbers. And $50 million is spent on food days before the game. $50 million. That's a whole lot of chip money, isn't it? I'm just thinking out loud. Chips dip, and I mean, it's always brutal food, isn't it? All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side. I saw you.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
A vote in 2002 is not a plan to defeat ISIS. We have to look at the threats that we face right now.
Hillary Clinton, a little slice of the Democratic debate that took place in New Hampshire. So as we come to the tail end of yet another hour here on America Tonight, top takeaways from the New Hampshire Democratic debate. Progressive question up for grabs still, head-to-head, the two of them trying to figure out what was a progressive. It was more on the Clinton side of things. The exchange allowed Clinton to make an argument about her campaign, that she's ideologically aligned for the most part with the party's base, but she's a progressive who gets things done. He differed with her. Sanders says she would start over on health care, which he said was inaccurate. Clinton seemed pretty comfortable in saying that she was the pragmatic progressive to Sanders' political revolutionary. Oh, boy. But then it got much more interesting when they talked about Wall Street, because she couldn't deny that she got over $600,000 in speaking fees for Goldman Sachs, and said, well, this is what people do. This is what people do. And that doesn't really wash, I think, with most of us. You took money from Wall Street. That, you know, hey, that's the end of it. That's the beginning and the end of it. And does it make a difference? Does the fact that she voted for the Iraq War in 2002 make a difference? Some of these things, of course, work against her. And some of what she said could be used, I think, against her. I'll look into it was one response that would give the Republicans a fist-raising moment to high-five each other, because that's going to pop up. I'm certain any operative worth their salt will take that and run to the bank with it. I'll look into it. I'll look into the speeches. I'll look into why this was. I'll look into whatever it is. And that was really tied to the $675,000 that she got in speaking fees. I say it is what it is, and it's pretty tough to deny that that is a big chunk of money to talk to the people on Wall Street who are loaded. And then she says that wealthy guys, wealthy people pay for that to see a peek behind politics. What? Dan in Texas, hello.
Pete Gonzalez, a.k.a. Brutal Dan. I threw a birthday party today for a 90-year-old World War II veteran and
nice.
My 46-year-old nephew. And we had red velvet cake, chocolate brown cake, pearline ice cream pecan, and my friend April brought over 24 of the most delicious cupcakes you ever tasted in your life.
Oh.
And we just pigged out and had the best conversation. And I am a happy camper. And thanks to you, I will soon be very, very rich when you make that walk to New Jersey.
You're and so funny.
I'm just so happy about this. I'm glad you're staying in shape. Now, get to politics. When these two are arguing over being progressive, progressive, that's just another way of saying communist. I mean, these people are scum. And I'll be happy for either one of them to run against our people. And I think a dog catcher could beat them. I mean, these people are just scum. So,
they're just scum.
Yeah. Me and my knuckle-dragging Republican right-wing ways. I thank your emailer for the compliments and all the rest of the people out there. I invite Jim to come on back in. The water's fine. And anyone else that wants to comment, pro or con, does not matter. I have a rhino's skin, and I can take it.
That's good. That's it. That's true. Let's bring everyone into the party. I love it. You know, tell everyone the secret of red velvet cake. It's really chocolate cake.
Yes, it is. You're right. That it is. But
I love
the icing was just so good.
Oh, that's my favorite cake.
We just had the best time, and everybody was just, it was just absolutely wonderful. So
nice.
It was a great day for me, and I want to thank you for your show and being allowed to participate in it, and I'll be waiting for my royalty check.
You crack me up, Dan. All right, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy the Super Bowl, Dan. Maybe he's got some leftover cake, although it sounds like they pigged out, like he said. You know, cake is one of those dangerous things. I'm not a huge sweet eater, but for me, cake could be dangerous with a cold glass of milk because it's not my usual thing. So if there was a really good cake where it's moist, somebody's made just the best cake, not a cake that's, you know, okay, but one that melts in your mouth, oh, boy, that would be tough, 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 tough for me. I wouldn't take any home, I know it, because especially red velvet. Red velvet, I was introduced to red velvet. I've had the great fortune, if you've just listened to me, for the first time, and some would say they don't like to move around, but for me, I had a chance to meet all kinds of people. I've lived in really every quadrant of the United States, meaning, you know, from the Southwest to the West, Midwest, Southeast, South, Northeast, all over the place. But I never had red velvet cake until I moved to the South. And the first time I had red velvet cake with really thick vanilla homemade icing that I can't even describe. Wow. I thought, you got to be kidding. This has been around and I haven't known about it. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise because it was amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing. So to take away from this show, what we learned is, you know, a lot of you are on to what's going on, politically speaking. And it is interesting times that we live in, because there is, you know, we're reading the tea leaves. There's no definitives here. We just know that it's coming down to the wire. I think Republicans and Democrats, depending on Hillary Clinton, but imagine the matchups. Let's say Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders and Ted Cruz, Bernie Sanders and Marco Rubio. I don't know, throwing in the name of those. Hillary Clinton. And all along, if you re-rack the tape from America Tonight, you would have heard me say Jeb is the presumptive nominee, because really that's who the Republican Party wanted. And the same with Hillary Clinton. Before all the other things happened with Hillary, it was her time, it was her payback. Barack Obama rode in and took away 2008 from Hillary Clinton. So this is her give back. This is her moment. And her moment has turned into an absolute disaster. You know, right, left, and everywhere else you look around. And if nothing happens to her and she continues to run and fends off Bernie Sanders, then all of this continues to follow her into a debate with whoever the Republican is. It's more than interesting. It's absolutely more than interesting. I mentioned this because the other woman that you see involved in the campaign is Carly Fiorina. And Carly Fiorina has a couple of allies in Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich, who went all over the 140-character land to say that she should be included in the Republican debate in New Hampshire on Saturday. The tweet from Romney said, "Hey, ABC, put Carly Fiorina on the debate stage. She got more Iowa votes than John and Chris. Don't exclude the only woman." Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, said, "ABC should put Carly Fiorina in the New Hampshire debate. She came in ahead of Kasich and Christie. She's earned a spot." Because, you know, this one's different. In the Saturday debate, there is no undercard. There is no earlier debate. So she's either in or she's out. Hey, if you're watching the Super Bowl this weekend, enjoy. Maybe someone will nail the score. Lots of people picking the Panthers to beat the Broncos. Sometimes the underdog will surprise you. Thanks.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.